Speak to Jesus. Worship him. Tell him your testimony. Your testimony. Speak to him. Worship his holy name. Worship his holy name. Father, we give him praise. We thank you for this day. Thank you, Father. Jesus, reign over us, O Lord. Reign over us, O Lord. Speak to him, everybody. Speak to him. Merciful God, be merciful to us, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Have your seat for some few minutes. Let's read the book of Matthew. Verse 9. Matthew chapter 9. Verse 29.
Matthew 9, 29. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, let it be to you.
Aye, hey. He touched their eyes and he says, according to your faith, let it be done to you. He didn't speak in other words. When he touched them, then he spoke to their faith. According to your faith, let it be done to you. He didn't say, because I've touched you. No. His power worked on them based on the faith they had. God will work on you based on your faith. Your faith in your calling. If you don't have the faith in your calling, you can't bear its fruits. Your faith in your prayers. If you don't have faith in your prayers, you'll speak this in prayer, and after that, your confession will be opposite. Are you there? You prayed, oh Lord, thank you for blessing me. Bless my life. And after that, you say, my life is not blessed at all. So the same lips that spoke to God to bless you has now turned again, that was spoken negative. So faith, your faith must be consistent. You don't change it based on circumstances, based on situations. Once you begin changing your stance in faith, it will affect you. The enemy always give you good reasons not to believe. He will always give you good reasons for the circumstances. It is too painful. It is too painful. How come that I cannot speak bad about it? You have a disease and you say, this disease is going to kill me. This disease is going to put me in trouble. This is going to be costly. So you're speaking negative because of what you're feeling. And yet, if the same lip have faith and thank God for your healing. Job went through pain that no one else has saved yet. But he kept his faith. He kept his faith in his God. And at last, God rewarded him. Are you there? When you rest in God, you must rest with faith. Truly God is alive. God is there. Don't think you're worshiping him in vain. You might be in church because you like the music. Or you like the place. You just like the foreman. Are you there? But if you can convince your inner heart and let your heart be bold that God is real and that when you speak to him, he hears you. At whatever volume, high, low, whatever volume. If he can see your thoughts, then what can't he hear from you? So when you speak and believe with boldness, what you've spoken will take shape. Are you there? Keep hitting it with faith. The same word with faith. Because the opposite of that good word is not helping at all. Even if you speak it, it will not contribute anything good. So why not direct your words to your faith? Why not plant your word in spirit in accordance to your faith? He said, according to your faith, he touched their eyes. He didn't say eyes open or be healed. He didn't say that. He said, according to your faith, let it be done. There's a woman who had hemorrhage. When she touched his garment, she got healed. Then when he turned to her, he said, your faith has made you well. Are you there? So there's nothing that devil fears in you like your faith. Your faith makes the evil one quake. And yet your faith pleases your God. Are you there? You may go through a situation. God is watching you to see your faith. What are you up to? And for you think, because of what you're feeling, God is not in it. You feel you are in it alone. Then you end up attracting negativity by your thoughts, by your feelings and emotions. Then you fill your soul with the devil. So it means you can't pass any test. But how would you qualify from one level to another when you are not tested? How would you get there? So we move by faith. We walk by faith. We walk by faith. Are you there? Once you value faith, you will not be inconsistent. You know what to do and where to do it. The world is so deluding. There are a lot of delusions. Even when they see miracles, they say they are paraded. But we pray that those who think miracles are paraded, they may get in the situation where they need a miracle. May God put them in that situation where they will need his miracle until one day they step on the line of prayer. You cannot know the use of a doctor not until you go to hospital and see the situation of people. When you are well, you think everyone is well, and you think to be like that permanently. You will not know the use of a person not until you land in a situation where you need that person. Are you there? So the world has a lot of delusions and are aimed at stealing faith They are all aimed at taking away your faith. That you have no boldness in you. You feel yourself in space. So devil takes advantage of that to overtake you. He attacks you and take over your soul. And what has entered you, he makes sure he puts in your children as well. Put in your partner. So that it keeps in your circles. So out of faith, decide to have peace. Out of faith, decide to have rest. Out of faith, decide to have destiny. Because if you have faith that God has designed you to be what you're meant to be, and what you found out, build it by faith. Let your faith in God be so tangible. It's a blessing to have a parent who knows how to pray. It's a blessing. You may find someone too wicked, but so blessed. And if you say, how come this wicked person is so blessed like this? Whatever he does or she does, just go through, compared to me who is born again. That person had a parent. It might have been a grandparent who sowed a very good seed of faith. And God is rewarding, regardless of what the person is. He's fulfilling his promise. When you're blessed, they say, oh, you have a good mother. Your mother prayed for you. Are you there? So your faith will help your heart rest. For this world has enough troubles. Enough trouble. But it takes faith to rest when you're seeing the storm. In the midst of the storm, you are at rest. Paul and Silas, they were in jail, but they worshipped and sang in hymns. Until the bars of jail opened. Are you there? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in fire, worshipping God. And those who put them in the fire said, we see them dancing with another fourth person. An angel came in there to comfort them. He didn't stop the fire. The fire continued burning. But they could not feel the heat, because they were worshipping. They were comfortable. And truly fire didn't burn them. You are in a situation where you're causing the situation to hurt you. You're thinking too much. And the thoughts you're putting in your mind, devil is helping you and inspiring you to think like that. Yes, it is hot. It is burning truly. But what's your faith saying? At your workplace, your boss is against you. Co-workers are against you. What are you thinking? Are you following what they are doing to you all? You have a certain feeling. Have you designed a feeling in you that will not allow their way to hurt you? Because if you think in line with what they are dictating, with what you're feeling, what they are saying, if you think in line with their pain, because of the pain, you devise situation, you devise methods or ways solutions in accordance to that way. And yet God has a way out for you, out in that situation. They never knew the God of Daniel, how much he can save. Not until they saw Daniel in a pit of lions, and the lions could not touch him. Then the king said, "Daniel, your God is faithful." The king who had said no one should worship another god went and said, "Everyone worship the God of Daniel." Are you there? So, what situation are you going through? Let it not dictate your thoughts. Let it not dictate the way to pray. Pray in a way that glorifies your God. Out of that situation, God will bring answers that will magnify his holy name. But once you speak negatively, your negative thoughts, negative acts, negative, Satan will come in. And you can't go beyond that. That will become your limit. Until one day, you believe that there's a God who makes you, who can walk with you through the fires. He goes with you through the fires because he wants to lift you. He wants to show that all the things are his creation. None of them can harm you. No weapon fashioned against you shall prevail. Get to know what you want, have faith for it, and move towards it. Let your thoughts and acts be directed in that direction. Despite of all circumstances, despite of whatever the surroundings are saying, just look there and get there. However big it is, it has a solution. It's not by might, it's not by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. That Spirit of God will solve it for you. You don't worship him in vain. So you have to go deep in your heart and say, "Yes, I've come to Holy City. I'm watching for him. I'm going from afar, but do I believe really? Do I have faith?" Your faith should not be measured by me. So now, my faith, my brother, no. I'm just a vessel. God knows what he used me to do and what he wants me to do. But the truth, I'm just a vessel. Assigned to speak to you just that God is alive. Are you there? So in deep in your heart, you must plant a seed called faith. You develop it story by story. When you go for prayers in your prayer room, you close your heart, your eyes, and meditate and ask yourself a question. Do I really believe this God? Do I have faith in what I'm praying for? You close your eyes. You begin meditating. Convincing yourself. Basing on this thing. This God is with me. Basing on this. This God is with me. Basing on what I saw in church. This God is there. Your meditation begins like that. As you say, "Merciful God, be merciful to us. Merciful God, be merciful to us. Merciful God, be merciful to us. Merciful God." You speak in your heart as you're meditating on this God whom you're having faith in. You begin by asking yourself questions. giving yourself answers, then your faith begins growing, 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 until to bear fruits one day. Are you there? Other than just saying, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, 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 then from there you are outside on something else. When you have no faith, you have no basis. That meditation of this God to you, whether he exists and whether he's with you, it will help you. It will, from that point, that you start believing the word, believing what you're seeing. But if you have no foundation of faith, even when you see things, you will think they are paraded, it's a drama, you will think it's not true. But like I told you, that you will not know the importance of a doctor unless you get sick, or your loved one is sick. You will not know the importance of a lawyer unless you have a serious case around against you. Are you there? You will not know the importance of someone, of a policeman, unless they have come and robbed you and you want them to be arrested. You will not know the importance. You fear to go, you fear police. But when you get a serious issue, you'll find yourself there seriously. Are you there? So you'll not know the importance of God unless you've opened your mind that this breath you're taking, you're not paying anything. How much it's costing you, because it would have costed you. It was for pay. Are you there? There are so many things to prove to you that God is there. Are you there? But lay a foundation. Start from somewhere in your heart to build that faith. Say, neighbor, lay something in your heart to build that faith. Some people are just spiritualists. They are spiritualists just. Today is in church. Tomorrow is in witchcraft. The other day is in the other thing. They are confused, mixing things. Little knowing it will suffocate you at one point. So friends, God is real and is alive. The miracles you see here are not paraded, and we don't need to parade them, because actually where miracles are, people fear them more. People are more comfortable with a place which is empty, no signs of no power sign. Where is power, the fear? And even devil fights you more. Where there are no miracles, just put a good word, good music, good spirit. Just praise them, speak good things. To tell them it's okay. It's okay. Whatever you're doing is just okay. Just okay. Drinking and whatever. Make them comfortable in their zone. And they will come and they enjoy it there. And there will be so many. So there's no need to parade miracles to win people. No, no, no. Because even those who have seen it and those who have benefited, even now that they have seen, they will doubt it. And they will start looking as a stranger. How comes this thing has happened? How comes this thing? Are you there? So, if you'll convince your heart from now that Christ is with you, too close to you, and begin relating with him in truth and in spirit and truth, your life will start changing. You'll start seeing open doors. The enemy will fear you. Your enemy is the devil. Are you there? Are you there? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, Lord Holy Spirit, empty me of me and fill me with your faith. Lord Holy Spirit, empty me of me and fill with the spirit of faith. Open my understanding to know my God. Prayer, ask the Holy Spirit. Lord, open my understanding to know this God I'm serving. Open my faculties to serve this God I serve. Open my faculties to feel him. Holy Spirit, open my mind and empty me of me and fill me with the spirit of faith.